We know from recent data released by my colleague Martin Kenny that Garda membership right across the state has fallen since 2009, while the population has grown by over 11%. Since 2009, Garda numbers in Galway have increased by just 19 additional Gardaí, and then in the wider division of Mayo, Roscommon and Longford, they have got 17 Gardaí additional in the last 13 years, and they are three very vastly rural counties. Crime is on the rise. We know that burglaries are up 47% in Roscommon and Longford, a really frightening statistic. And antisocial behaviour, not just in our cities, but in many rural towns, is on the rise also. Some towns are really suffering and people are living in fear. We need a deliverable policing plan in conjunction with our communities, and that needs to include additional Gardaí on the beat in rural towns especially. So I want to ask you, Taoiseach, will you commit to that policing plan? Thank you.
I mean, in the last number of years, there's been a substantial increase in resources for recruitment of Gardaí, and that will continue. And I do accept that there are challenges there, particularly in terms of antisocial behaviour and in rural Ireland. We want to strengthen and support in Garda Síochána. The budget provided funding for 1,000 Gardaí to be recruited next year. At the moment, the number of Garda, at the end of August this year, I'm informed by Garda authorities that there were about 14,283 Garda members, supported by over 3,117 Garda staff. That's an increase of about 12% since 2015, when we had 12,816 Garda members throughout the country. So there has been a significant increase since 2015. The budget this year is about £2.14 billion, and I think we now have to get the recruitment campaign going. About 11,000 people applied to join the service in 2022.